do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us out east.
And I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
I don't know what the fuck that means. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Whether it's a rerun on Crab Diving streaming for you 24/7 at crabdiving.com/live, or whether you download us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or crabdiving.com. We appreciate it. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whenever you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione. And I guess that's about it. The corona will still be corona-ing. I mean, that's really all the news is about.
Yes.
And we're just getting started.
Shit, man.
So,
fuck.
Welcome, everybody, for the latest corona updates. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, yeah, we went and voted today.
Yes.
And
my prediction was accurate.
No one was there.
Right. Because, we're in a blood red district where Matt Gaetz wins by 25, 30 points.
Oh, come on.
And
come on. Why do you want to start with that? Yes. Matt Gaetz is our representative.
We were going to vote for the Democrats in the Democratic primary. So I figured there wouldn't exactly be lines wrapping around the community center.
Yes.
And completely accurate. It was right. It was me and 4 poll workers.
And, you know.
And then I left and grabbed the dog, and then it was you and 4 poll workers.
Yep. I told the poll worker, I handed her my driver's license, and she touched it, and I said, listen, I've been exposed to all kinds of creepos. So
did you seriously say that?
Yeah, I said, I've been exposed to all kinds of people.
They didn't care.
I said, don't. I said, please, dude, you're going to touch that driver's license. You know, Purell your hands or something. There, we've got hand sanitizer. She handed it to me.
I think she touched my hand, actually.
And I told her not for me, for you.
Yeah, I think she touched my hand when she gave me my license back, now that I think about it.
Yeah, and the little thing that you signed the fucking deal with.
Oh, well, that was it's funny. They said they were going to provide you with pens, but then you had to use a plastic stylus that was attached to the electronic signature machine.
And I don't give up. For me, it's like, I've been at comedy shows, you know, my last one was Friday, and I haven't been out and about in the gross public much since then. But, you know, I don't know. I just felt bad giving that old lady my ID. I'm like, why do you just say I'm here and it's me. Don't touch it.
Well, it doesn't last for that long. I mean, were you rubbing your ID on people or something?
No, she took the ID. I mean, yeah.
Right, but where's your ID been? In your wallet?
Yeah, but I've touched it.
When?
Today, when I handed it to her.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's
this disease grosses me out just because it's like, it's like it's snot based, and I don't like that kind of, right?
Oh.
Now, that cough was for your drink that you made.
Yeah, I spiced up some tomato juice with a liberal dosage of
vodka,
chili peppers. No, okay. No, I have to work after the show.
Oh, my God. You can do your job drunk. You're very smart.
The My name's Pat. Did we do the names already? My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And yes, we did this part already, but I like doing it because I think I'm very good at it.
Over the HuffPo, GOP guts paid sick leave.
Yay! Yay!
In the coronavirus bill. Well, yay! There you go. Of course
Thank
they
you.
Would.
Thank you, Mitch McConnell. You melted face fuck. You Nazi fuck.
Under
Thank
pressure
you.
From the White House and business groups, House Democrats agreed to further water down paid sick leave and family leave provisions in the coronavirus emergency bill awaiting the Senate vote.
An emergency bill.
Democrats had already vastly scaled back their proposals for paid sick leave. But this is something, you know, that the survivors will all be able to point to in November.
Right.
Here's another thing. Look at, here you go, everybody. When you couldn't get paid sick leave,
yeah,
and you had to go to work, and granny got corona from you,
right?
This is all on the Republicans.
You know, I think we're
more on the Republicans. I should say it's already all on the Republicans right. for a month and a half of delays.
Oh, okay. It's the Kong toy. The dog was chewing on something under the desk. I'm like, what'd you find? It's the Kong toy still. Boy, whoever invented these,
she got it.
These things that. What do you mean she got it? You gave it to her.
Well, but I really jammed a squishy treat. Really, I wedged it in there pretty well, thinking it would take her longer to get it. But
oh, it's all done. Oh,
she's done. Now she's just flipping around, getting the kibble out. Yeah,
right. I don't know, man. I this $1,000. Are we really going to get that?
Oh, I would doubt it.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
Well, Kamala's saying, proposing basically UBI, unending up to $500 a month from the government, depending on your sitch.
$500 a month isn't enough. To be honest, it's really not enough money.
It's about what she could pass, too. I mean, don't forget, she's in the Senate, where she's not in the majority.
Jesus Christ.
Which we should change in November, folks.
You know, the stuff that I think a lot of this stuff will change. We will be forced to change because I hate doing this game, but what will our country look like in 2 weeks?
The healthcare system is probably going to be overtaxed.
And what about
rent? It's not going to be Night of the Living Dead. I mean, people aren't going to be
I'm not saying that,
the streets
$500 a month ain't going to be enough because people are going to have to pay rent and bills and cell phone and utilities.
And that's what they're working on.
Right. It's so stupid. It's like we talked about this earlier. Offline conversation on our podcast. Didn't we talk about, something UBI related. Who cares? Something progressive that made sense that no one's doing. I don't remember. Sorry. Shit.
Use your brains, people. No. Social distancing. And we're finding that these travel bans aren't an effective, you know, Trump's pointing to, look how worse it would be if I hadn't shut off China. Biden shut off those flights from China. And that probably did very little.
Why? No, no.
Social distancing that we need to start. We should have started 2 months ago.
Right.
When Azar went into his office and said, hey, this coronavirus is looking pretty bad in China. All the experts are saying it might be bad.
Yes, I was about to talk about that.
And yesterday or this morning, Trump says, nobody knew it could be this bad. It came out of nowhere.
You fucking liar. You fucking liar. I saw, we were also talking about how during the transition, when Trump's people met with Obama's counterparts.
Oh, yeah, 30 on each side.
They ran a simulation with another pandemic. And so, yes, they absolutely knew this was a possibility. And why not start on those checks back in February or January? They knew it. They knew about this
because he was worried it would affect his stock market and affect his reelection. 100%. Then he's got Jared. We found out last night. I've got this story too. I mean, there's not that much more to it. Jared has been slithering around him saying, oh, the media is blowing this way out of proportion, daddy-in-law.
God.
It's blowing it way out of proportion.
Well, yeah. Well, if they're you, Jared, yes, they are, because you're going to fall back to your bunker. You're going to go over wherever the super rich elite fuckers fall back to. You will be there and you will be fine.
Until we go get them.
Yeah. Listen, in a month, if we shut down and there's no jobs, people will not pay rent. People will not pay utilities. And,
well, they were talking about like a million jobs in a month may be gone because of this. And
I mean,
that's when they start sobering up. And then allegedly yesterday, that report from Britain, the simulations and the forecast that they ran said that literally if we did nothing. But we are starting to do something. So, but if we had done nothing, if Trump hadn't even said, if Trump was Devin Nunes saying, go out, go ahead, go out, go have a drink with your friends, enjoy, we got our handle on this. If he had still been saying that,
yeah.
that was him 4 days ago. Yeah, let's not forget. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, he switched finally to start saying some sane shit. And that may mitigate some of the damage, but we've got 2 months of him not saying shit, and we could be South Korea.
Yeah.
We could have drive-through testing everywhere.
Right. Instead, we're going to be us, which
we do have here in Pensacola, by the way.
Drive-through testing?
Yeah. Sacred Heart has a drive-through testing thing right now. They tested 60 people today.
Oh, really?
Drove through. Yeah.
How much is that?
Free.
Oh, is it free? Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, that's great. Shit.
Remarkably. That's charity. That's Catholics.
What do you do? What are you supposed to do? Like, so you test positive.
I think they're testing for the flu.
Oh,
maybe. So I'm not sure. I think they're testing your temperature and they're swabbing.
Oh, it's screening.
And probably screening for those other two flus. And if you test positive for those other two flus, that means you probably got the corona. I think. Wow. I don't know. Maybe unless they've got a test somehow. But I thought the tests are still pretty scary.
Jeez, you know, what information are we getting out of Ron DeRacis? And what?
Yeah, well, he closed all the bars.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And they're trying to clear the beaches from all the spring breakers who refuse to leave.
Fucking idiots! I swear to God, we are just surrounded by fucknuts. It's such a simple thing. It's such a simple thing, and I know it's. I know people that work and they have their 9-to-5 jobs or whatever the fuck. But other than that, the staying home thing and not going out to shows and shit is simple to me. Just don't go.
They're also saying if you do have symptoms and do think you have the corona or you might have the corona, that you shouldn't take ibuprofen for your fever.
Oh, okay.
Because they think ibuprofen may actually worsen the virus if you're taking it.
Oh, great!
Because
great.
Well, and any anti
fat bottles,
any anti-inflammatory. Well, that's for headaches and shit. It's not for.
So we don't flush that. We keep it.
No,
just
you don't flush that.
Hey, Ron DeRacis is live right now. I just saw.
But yeah, you should use Tylenol instead. It's not an NSAID. It's not an anti-inflammatory.
Good.
Which is your inflammatory is good.
Okay.
I actually might not take anything. Whenever I've had a fever with a cold or the flu or something, I don't take anti-fever stuff because I'm one of those people that believes that there's a reason your body has a fever. And if it's not really, a life-threatening fever, then, you know, if I can handle 102 and be a little sweaty and miserable, I'm going to do it because that's my body raising the temperature to help kill the
bacteria.
Bug. And that's part of the problem, I think, with the corona is if you're taking ibuprofen, then you're kind of ruining your own body's
system. I bought this. Is that a waste?
System. Huh?
I bought this. Is that a waste?
Acetaminophen. No, that's for...
we don't need that.
That's for... These are all... Some of those are old.
I bought that. That is a waste.
No.
This is this a waste?
Flu and severe cold and cough nighttime. No, they're all good.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad I bought that. Is this good or is this a waste? Cold and flu?
I think all of those have acetaminophen, which just means you need to be careful because you don't want to take too much acetaminophen.
Okay, good.
It's great for radio. The waving boxes around. The yeah, don't take acetaminophen for your fever and then pop some of these cold medicines or these flu medicines, because more likely than not, they have a significant amount of acetaminophen in them already, so you won't need the extra, and you can blow out your liver if you go too crazy.
Right. Well, damn, nobody knows what to do. Well, you know, with this corona shit.
Well, no, adults stay home.
Stay home, I guess. God, this thing sucks.
Let's see. So yeah, be careful of the IBU.
Yes.
And the and the aspirin.
What about marijuana?
Any of the NSAIDs?
Does that do anything for anybody?
The NSAIDs.
NSAIDs? Incels. Bad.
We've got... Oh, do you want to hear the awesome... This makes me a little irritated.
Yes.
Because this was my choice for VP with Madam Secretary. And had... Had Sherrod Brown been the vice presidential nominee, I really have very little, if any, doubt that we would not be going through this right now, because Hillary Clinton be president. Because Sherrod Brown would have helped her carry Ohio, because he's immensely popular. And he's a scrapper and she's not. I don't know why she picked someone more boring than her. No offense, Madam Secretary. You were eminently qualified.
Yes.
But not an Obama. And she knows it. She's not an Obama speaker, not a giant personality like her husband. But that's fine. But you know, maybe you need someone like that on the ticket. You need a firebrand of a Veep.
Yeah.
Who's going to go out there. And Sherrod Brown would have ripped Trump a new asshole.
Well, but what you're saying to me is...
As far as working people.
What? It's a stupid question. Why didn't she do that then? Why didn't she do that? Did no one...
Because somebody told her that Virginia was all she needed, probably.
Bill didn't tell her differently. They didn't have a conversation.
They didn't listen to Bill. We knew that.
They're married. That look isn't great for radio. Nobody
as our Trump and Melania.
Come on, they get along better than
But
I guess
I just don't think Bill told them to go to Ohio and go to Michigan and Wisconsin, and the people were like, no, we got that sewed up.
We
got the Rust Belt sewed up. Why should we go there? We should go to Virginia. We should go to some of these purpley states.
Yes.
And then what happens?
Well,
we lose Pennsylvania. We lose Ohio. We lose Michigan. We lose Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And Bill was right.
You know, it's how many chapters in between Hillary losing the election and the coronavirus wiping us out will there be in the annals of history?
Anal. Oral. Anal. I didn't have it queued up.
We haven't played that song in a while. It's been a long time.
Oh, we'll have to play a little bit
DJ
of
DJ Ed
song.
Played that, wrote that.
DJ
right?
Ed.
Oral. Anal.
This is Senator Sherrod Brown.
Yay.
Rightfully losing his shit on the Senate floor about Moscow cocaine Mitch the bitch.
Yay.
Mitch the traitor, or whatever you want to call him.
Right.
A lot of hashtags out there for him. McConnell, who was like, well, this is really important. Let's take a few days off.
What the fuck, man?
And here is Durbin first opens this little exchange.
Durbin.
I think he was wondering where McConnell
So let me defer to the senator from Idaho, and I've just been explained by my staff. There's an enrollment correction that was supposed to be taken up on the floor of the House today and sent over with the bill.
I don't disagree with you that we should take it up.
But I understand a Republican member of the House has objected to the enrollment correction to
Louie Gohmert. Let's remind everyone, the Republican member of the House, one member of the House can hold up the other 434.
Fucking why?
A Republican member of the House has objected to the enrollment correction to this point, and it's being held up there because of his objection.
I think you just watch what's wrong with this place.
Now here's Sherrod Brown.
Go get him.
I think you just watch what's wrong with this place. Senator Durbin comes here and talks about the importance of doing something. Last Thursday, we were supposed to start working on this. We should have. I asked Senator McConnell on this floor. I opened this door, Mr. President, and I pointed down the hall, and I said, Senator McConnell should come back here, and let's work on this bill. Whether they're actually finished in the House.
He literally just ran to the door, opened it, and pointed down the hallway.
Down the hall, doing it or not, we should be working this. Now we've had four more days. Senator McConnell had...
He's all disheveled. His hair is messed up. This is what we need.
Yeah, he's mad. And he's freaked the fuck out.
And he doesn't give a fuck what he looks like.
We are...
Down the hall, doing it or not.
No. I just said we're in a dire place, man. I mean, I'm freaked out.
We should be working this. Now we've had four more days. Senator McConnell had to go back to Kentucky. I don't really know what he went back for. We ask him to stay and finish this, negotiate it and do it, to take care of stopping this virus, to take care of all the people in my state, in Illinois, in Senator Markey's state, in Senator Coon's state, in Senator Bozeman's state, to take care of all these people that are losing their jobs and don't know what to do. Senator McConnell went back to Kentucky. Wasted 3 days, make that 4 days. Today is another day we're wasting. Again, I don't know why he went back.
He probably had to do the yearly sacrifice of 18 infants to infuse their life essence to keep his evil body going.
And I'll tell you this. I have friends that are broke now. They are broke now. They're broke right fucking now. And they'll be, you know what I mean? We're talking about people in the service industry.
Well, service industry people who are now out of jobs.
Yeah.
Because there's no regulations that would say, well, these people need to be taken care of. I guess they could file for unemployment, but that's a pain in the dick.
Yeah, I you know.
It's three more.
And takes a while.
Days of people worrying. It's three more days of people self-quarantining. It's three more days of businesses in Columbus and Dayton shutting down. It's the anguish that you feel if you think one of your loved ones is sick. All of that. Empty airplanes, all the things that are happening, and we're just wasting another day. And I appreciate always the senator from Idaho bringing a parliamentary technical question up, but why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we listening to what senator...
That was a smack at the senator from Idaho, who's a Republican asshole bringing up some technical thing. So he's like, oh, I always appreciate the senator from Idaho.
You know what? You know how to get these guys to work? I'll tell you how. You'd sell them, fine. We're freezing your money. Everybody in the Senate, your money's frozen, and you get to feel what they're feeling right now. And then you fix this, you bitches.
Well, and we suggested that for healthcare, too. Okay, you take away people's healthcare, then we're canceling yours.
We're going to take your shit until we get our fucking shit. That's
all the things that are happening, and we're just wasting another day. And I appreciate always the senator from Idaho bringing a parliamentary technical question up. But why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we?
Can you imagine him debating Pence? Instead of the little tea and crumpet fest they had with
Tim Kaine,
nice guy, and I agree, with him on just about everything. He's a good dude, but just the wrong personality type.
He's boring. He's a boring fucker.
If you had a screaming, yelling, crazy president candidate, then Tim Kaine would have been a good balance. But that wasn't the case. You had an intellectual, a quiet, unflappable person in Hillary Clinton who isn't the most scintillating speaker, who also thinks about shit before she says it. She had that Obama thing where she would pause.
Yes.
And think about, wow, how should I say this? Because it matters.
And you know, this virus would be a thing no matter who is president, but it is worse because of this Hillary derangement syndrome, because of sexism, because some Bernie bros and some people couldn't bring themselves to vote for Hillary. She won. She won the popular vote. Yes. Yeah. God.
I'm wearing a Feel the Burn shirt.
Right. But you did what, though? What did you do?
What do you mean?
You voted properly.
Well, I wasn't going to say who I voted for, but yes, I did vote for Biden.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I was talking about in 2016.
Oh, well, today I voted for Biden, too, even though Bernie is, I like Bernie's policies, but he's polling in the 20s in the next four or five states that are going to be voting. Yeah. He's not going to win. Yeah. He's not going to get the nomination. It's not going to happen. Therefore, right. He needs to bail.
We need
to coalesce.
Everybody needs to come
behind
together.
Biden, and it'll be better because then Biden, you know, with this coronavirus thing, he's not going to be out gaffing.
Oh, right, because he's too old.
He won't be out, you know, with these gaffes that they're worried. What? Not his age. He's been gaffing his whole fucking career, but he won't be out doing those. So maybe Biden puts out a daily 5-minute little video podcast or something, yeah, where, you know, here's my campaign message of the day, or here's my message of the day, or something like that.
I mean, talk about
reach out electronically and shit like that. Stay out of the main public, which is what everybody should be doing, and coast.
Yeah,
coast. Because the Democrat is literally going to just have to survive, I think, until November. And then we will win this election really easily.
Yeah, I hope. I
Trump's approval rating has gone into the shitter.
I mean, come on. How can it not? Who supports
this
guy?
There's over
still?
60%. There's a poll today that came out today. Over 60% say they don't trust what he says much or at all.
Right.
At all. They don't trust what he says. 60 of all voters.
Yeah.
60.
Holy shit.
They don't trust what he says.
Yeah.
Especially on this pandemic shit.
You know what? I don't know. Just we have to hold on until November, and then when he's elected.
Right. And
whoever is voted.
Put Biden in a closet.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Make sure he doesn't get sick.
Yeah.
Make sure he doesn't say anything that could be used against him.
Right. Right. Everything is going to be fine.
Well, no. But it'll mitigate. Everything will be better if we can get some adults in the running the fucking White House.
This state makes me so nervous because I don't know. It just doesn't seem like. It's everybody's at the beaches. I can't tell you how many people, these idiot Trump followers don't believe this shit. They don't believe, or they don't understand. There are people bragging about they're out in public, not changing anything. Trump 2020 and all this shit, man. Florida is a fucked up place right now.
Here's the rest of Sherrod Brown.
Yes.
Twins are sick. All of that. Empty airplanes, all the things that are happening, and we're just wasting another day. And I appreciate always the senator from Idaho bringing a parliamentary technical question up. But why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we listening to what Senator Durbin said?
I'd like to ask questions through the chair to the senator from Ohio. Senator from Idaho, who is a friend, raised a parliamentary issue. You've gone to the heart of the matter. Question of how families are going to survive in the midst of a pandemic. And what
I love how I do kind of like the faux civility of the Senate. Maybe I'm stupid, but there is something I do a little bit like about the fake civility.
Yeah.
Like right now, they're shitting on the senator from Idaho
for
bringing up some parliamentary ridiculous technical question.
Yeah, yeah.
When we need to be saving people.
We're on the precipice of fuckdom, truly. So
they're making sure that they're taking these swipes, like what Sherrod Brown said. And I always appreciate when the senator from Idaho brings up a parliamentary question that's of technicality. But we need to be doing something here.
Right.
And Durbin's doing the same thing.
The chair to the senator from Ohio. Senator from Idaho, who is a friend, raised a parliamentary issue. You've gone to the heart of the matter. Question of how families are going to survive in the midst of a pandemic and what we're going to do about it. The senator from Idaho raised a parliamentary issue, and we are guided by rules around here. Has the Senate, to the knowledge of the senator from Ohio, has the Senate entered into agreement on bills posted in the House before the papers have actually arrived in the Senate in the past?
Yeah, sure we have. Mr. President, and thank you, Senator from Illinois. If we want to get something done, we get something done. We find a way to unanimous consent to all of us agree. This is who can say anything, but this is a national crisis. We're going to make our unwillingness to do anything contingent on some parliamentary trick. No, we are paid to do this job. Just because Senator McConnell has taken 4 days and not done it doesn't mean that we shouldn't. We should work.
God.
Now, by the way, that's unusual to call out another senator by name.
Good. Good. We are in.
They frown upon that.
You frown all you want, dickheads. We're in unusual circumstances. People really, honestly, a lot of the problem is, I'm sitting here thinking, do I need to go out and get some food? I mean, we have food, right? We have shit here.
Well, yeah, and grocery stores are going to be open.
Are they?
And well, probably, yeah. All the great CEOs have guaranteed Trump and us that they're going to be open.
I don't know. People need to know that there will be food. There will be money to get food. There will be toilet paper available. And we really don't know any of that. And nobody gives a fuck.
So that's the Sherrod Brown the headline over at the HuffPo is how the Republican scumsuckers have taken a big old shank to the paid sick leave bill that the Democrats, remember, the Democrats wanted to pass.
Right, right, right. Paid sick leave. It's crazy that even if, so let's say we weren't in this corona shit. How are you against that?
Exactly.
How are you against that anyway, you fucking losers? I bet that.
Well, they want to get rid of the minimum wage.
You'd have more
they
jobs.
Want to pay people's literal slave wages.
God damn.
Over at the Drudge Report, picture of Steve Mnuchin. Shame on you, Drudge, for making me look at Steve Mnuchin. It says, cash for the people is the first headline.
Yay.
That Trump, the White House is seeking a stimulus package worth anywhere from $850 billion to more than $1 trillion as the Trump administration looks to battle the economic impact from the coronavirus pandemic.
Yes.
An administration official said the package could include, of course, $500 to $550 billion in direct payments or tax cuts.
Tax cuts?
Again.
Who fucking cares? People that work service jobs or
Shelby
or like,
just almost missed making it to the
service-related
chair.
Jobs will probably run out of money by Friday. If bars close Monday, they will run out of money by Friday. And where are they supposed to get their shit?
$200 to $300 billion in small business assistance, $50 to $100 billion in airline and industry relief. Another thing I saw earlier, I think this was from, a lot of people are talking about it, but the first tweet I saw was from AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
Who was... I can't believe she has AOC on Twitter.
Wow, yeah.
At AOC.
Right.
She must have gotten it really early. Early.
And bought it.
Airline bullshit. These airlines were given a whole bunch of cash.
Yes.
In tax breaks. And you know what they did with them?
What did they do?
96% of airline profits and the tax cuts over the last decade went to stock buybacks. She says 96% of profits over the last decade went to buying up their own stocks to juice the price, not raising wages or other investments. if there is so much of a dime of corporate bailout money in the next relief package, it should include a reinstated ban on stock buybacks.
I was about to say, why is it that?
We had one.
And then it got gutted,
of course.
By Trump. By Trump!
The Democrats in that horrific bill tried to put an amendment in that said, well, okay, if you're going to give these companies these tax breaks, make sure they actually trickle it down. Make sure they actually raise wages and put it into their employees. And what did the Republicans say? Get rid of that!
God, you fucking idiots.
And what did just about every fucking giant corporation do with their profits? Or their tax break money?
You know, I don't know.
Stock buybacks,
yes.
Which drives up
yes.
the price of their own stock,
yay.
Making them richer.
Wait, but what about trickle down? Doesn't that trickle down into my mouth while I'm sitting here begging for droppings from the corporation? It's so stupid. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she said Trump is using a public health crisis as an opportunity to push tax cuts and corporate bailouts. This is an emergency. We need to help vulnerable people and small business now with paid leave, extended unemployment, UBI, Medicaid expansion, and mortgage suspensions.
Yeah. I mean, they want people, if you want people to, if we want to not spread the virus, then you have to make it so people don't have to leave their homes in order to not fucking starve to death.
Right.
I mean, you can do things like not pay your bills and not pay rent and eventually you get evicted and, you know, collection agencies and shit like that. But that's fine. But you still have to have money to go get food. God, our system sucks.
And they're talking about, well, we'll suspend interest on student loans for a couple of months. And AOC says, okay, now suspend the student loan payments. Suspending interest does nothing if people still have to pay out the same amount of principal. We need to suspend student loan payments for 3 to 6 months to give people wiggle room to afford food and necessities.
And it's crazy because guess what? The payments will be suspended anyway. The payments will be suspended anyway. People will not pay their shit if it means they have to choose
between they can't.
Paying Sally Mae or buying bread.
Right.
You know, which, by the way, is not available on a lot of the shelves. So we need to know when the food is coming.
God,
what a bunch of fucking idiots.
Well, I just think couple of grocery stores that are near us are.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to the dollar store on the wrong day, it looks like
that's true. That's true. I mean, I don't mean to instill panic, but really, we don't.
Although there was a tweet, I did see on Twitter that somebody took a picture of a store in Gulf Breeze that's completely out of toilet paper. People are running.
Yeah.
I don't understand the toilet paper thing, but okay.
Well, because we think we're not. You know why? I understand it because we have shit leaders, and our shit leaders usually don't tell us the truth. So in the midst of a crisis, when they tell us everything's going to be fine, I don't believe them.
The stock market might shorten its hours. I know that's, you know, it's funny. I see these tweets about the stock market, and then I invariably see dozens of tweets where people are like, I don't give a fuck about the stock market. It affects my life 0.0.
Nobody gives a shit.
Because I live check to check.
I mean, you know.
And don't have tons of stocks.
It's insane. That this is what happens to a country with no social safety net when a pandemic hits, I guess.
Right.
The government's like
a greedy fucking vulture capitalist hell fuckscape.
Stay at home.
That we are.
Say, so you don't spread it. It's crazy. You stay at home. You don't get sick. You don't get sick and you survive a pandemic.
Well, you might get sick, but you're going to help. You're going to help flatten the curve and you're going to help not tax the system so that if you do get sick, you'll be able to receive treatment.
Right. And there's still
and you won't get prioritized.
And why you come out the other end of a pandemic? I mean, should we all be ruined financially? That sucks.
Right. You know who'll be okay? The billionaires.
Oh,
the millionaires. they're okay.
Probably actually make money off of
A lot of them are, yeah. They're fighting to find ways to make money off of it. Look at the Kushners.
Right.
Oh, we've got a test. We're going to have a test.
God.
Trump trying to monopolize on the, trying to steal Germans to, German scientists to monopolize on it, which is, you know, in any other world, that would be
insane.
A deal breaker.
Well, to me,
they would be dragging someone out of the palace if that shit was happening.
But you know, man, that's a scary thing to me because when Mitt Romney says we should all get $1,000 and other Republicans agree.
Bad, yeah.
And then we learn that the plan from the president is to poach a German scientist. And then the other plan is to have a shutdown and just this.
But only
distancing.
To produce a vaccine for America. What?
Right.
Well, plus it's scientifically dumb. You can't put a dome over the U.S. If we have, if you're handing out vaccines here, the rest of the world's going to get it still.
But you know what? You know what would help is some international pandemic policy and.
Oh, like a panel?
Yeah.
Maybe or something?
Yeah, and a bunch of people that in lab coats doing shit like Obama had. And I just, I don't know. So stupid.
So we've got, let's see. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a chunk of, and well, not really a chunk, a sliver. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, Jeff Bezos. I hope you're listening from your fucking bunker. Oh, and by the way, kudos to you for the Italian Amazon business. I'm hearing that there was an outbreak in one of your facilities, and you aren't pausing to clean it properly, but instead you're putting more people in there to pump out more orders faster.
Well, it's probably a private contractor, but that's where we need more rules and regulations that you're responsible for the contractors you hire.
Right.
It's not Faithless Friday, but
Jeebus.
A new coronavirus cluster linked to a South Korean religious group emerged today with 46 cases at a church near Seoul that defied calls to suspend services. Welcome to us
Kid Rock.
A couple of weeks with these religious fucks who are out saying, you're a bunch of pussies, where the Lord's gonna... We played how many clips yesterday of these murderous charlatans? Murderous charlatans who are telling people, God's going to protect you as long as you show up here and drop money in my bucket every week.
I tell you what, man, I have this thing where I try to keep it civil on my personal Facebook, and I'm angry on crab diving, but I think I'm changing that shit. Because this stuff in Florida, in Pensacola, these fucking idiots, some of these places are like, we're staying open anyway, or come down and let's all get together and drink and all hang out together during this crisis.
The Grace River Church in Seongnam, south of the capital, finally closed its doors Sunday after nearly a third of its 135 worshipers have tested positive, including the pastor and his wife. Pastor, I have no compassion for you. You get as sick as you can, motherfucker,
and
suffer.
I'm sad there's not a hell for these people to burn in, hyperbole.
It continued holding services despite repeated government requests for the public to avoid group activities, including religious meetings.
Excuse me. Government requests? No. I don't quite understand that. How about government motherfucking demands,
well,
baby?
You know, they've
what
got
the fuck?
Our democracies sometimes take time.
It's so stupid. Now, you know why, though? It's a church. That's why it's a request.
More than half of South Korea's 8,200 COVID-19 cases have been linked to the Shinshonji Church of Jesus, a religious sect often condemned as a cult. One of its members attended at least four services in the southern city of Daegu, which became the center of the country's epidemic before being diagnosed. South Korea was the first country to report significant coronavirus numbers outside China. Now, remember, though, that the South Koreans were smart about it. And they locked everything down right away. They tested. tens of thousands of people. If you were sick, you could drive up somewhere and get swabbed.
Hey, Ron DeRacist, I have a question. Now, you shut down bars.
Governor of Florida.
Right.
DeSantis.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always get his name. I don't know why I call him DeRacist.
Yeah, I don't know either. Something to do with monkeys, maybe.
Yes, yes, yes. And this was the fuck stick that had his kid building a quote-unquote wall on one of his fucking campaign ads. But is he going to shut down churches? Shut the churches down! If you're going to shut the bar... If you're going to shut the bars and restaurants down and you're putting bartenders and servers out of work, and I'm sorry, you got to do that because of this thing, then you goddamn well better shut these motherfucking churches down.
Oh, absolutely. Especially these mega churches with hundreds and hundreds of people.
Dude, there are nothing but churches around here.
Yeah, I know.
But hey, hey, and if you're not closing and you're at one of these churches, go fuck yourself.
Let's see. We've got
God.
Oh, that's that story is a couple days old. Andrew Gillum going into rehab.
Yeah, you know what? I wish we had
for
Andrew.
Alcohol, not for crack or not for meth. For yeah. Alcohol.
And let's be real, the man's going to rehab because this happened. This is a perception. This is PR.
He says he's been struggling with alcohol abuse.
Yeah.
And depression. So
I think what it is, the man wants to be gay. You know, I mean, wasn't that the rumor that it was supposedly, I saw somewhere that he had an escort or something.
Well, the dude in the room was an escort, but whether or not there was any fluid being swapped, I don't know. Yeah. But the other guy was showing up too. So I don't know what the hell was going on. We don't know. Let's see. So there you go. Things to come here with all these fucking asshole pastors who, in Patland would be rounded up, upon the death of one of their flock. One, you're going to jail for murder because you told them to come and your Jesus magic would protect them.
You know,
sorry. You're going to jail, Pastor.
What? That's a yes. And I never really thought of this. If you're going to close bars and restaurants, why wouldn't you close churches? Why wouldn't you close churches?
Because Jesus, because the people are terrified of the religious lunatics.
But those religious lunatics are going to pick it up, they're going to give it to me. And then I can pass it to someone
absolutely.
I care about that's in one of the danger areas, you know?
And a lot of the religious lunatics are old religious lunatics.
Oh, yes.
Who are going to die themselves. So it's really not a good business model, again.
Oh, it's so stupid.
To the pastors.
Go on Facebook and shame these fucking people or something. We have to do something.
That's not working. Then they're bathing in persecution.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I can't come to the phone right now. I'm bathing in persecution and choking on Corona. Go fuck yourself.
My Jesus is going to protect me. You can't force me.
You know what's funny? Jesus is fake as fuck, and Corona is real as fuck.
Oh, that button's not pressed. Damn it.
I got it.
No. That means I think it was echoey at the beginning of the show. Oh, apologies, wow. Everyone. We've got... well, here's an example.
Yes?
Of these assholes.
Right.
This is yesterday.
President Trump's first...
Yeah, that's Dilly yesterday. here is Kenneth Copeland.
Yes?
Kenneth Copeland, who we last heard, had creepily anointed his fingers with oil and was waving them at the camera, saying, put your hand up against mine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, feel it. Yeah, feel
God
it.
Damn. Jeez.
Now, there's been some really nasty things that have happened this year, last year and this year, that I'm quite certain, well, I know, opened the door to a lot of this. Displays of hate and hatred.
Now, do you think he's talking about, let's see, anti-Semitism or racism against marginalized people or
maybe
against,
he's talking about
against Hispanics or trans people or LGBT?
Right.
Guess who is being is having a hatred.
Ooh, the Christian.
Or to a lot of this. Displays of hate and hatred by politicians toward the president.
By politicians toward the president.
The president? Not even Christians?
Not even Christians.
Oh, my God.
Politicians toward the president. And hate on both sides. I mean, the Democrats hate him. Well, we have some people that hate them because they hate him.
God.
Now, there's been.
Jeez. I mean.
We hate them because they hate him. No, you've hated decent people all along.
You hate
LGBT people. You hate undocumented migrants.
Yeah.
You hate those people.
There's
you lying sack of shit.
A lot of hate there. And, well, whether he does or not, he uses that hate to make money, to manipulate these people into sending money and shit like that.
He's got two private jets?
He's got two private jets.
$300 million minimum he's worth. Just from this. He's been doing this for like 60 years. He's 90.
It fucks with my sense of justice because the truth is, this Kenneth Copeland is
something.
He will die rich. He will fucking die
crazy
rich.
Crazy rich, 83 years old.
And he will not pay.
From Lubbock, Texas.
He will not pay for what he's done in one fucking. None of this shit. He'll be fine.
And suddenly the Lord said this to me, and I jumped up, ran in there, and wrote it down. This disease called COVID-19 will be over much sooner than you think.
Oh, he must have been taking a shit or something, and the Lord spoke to him, and he had to jump up and write it down.
I'm sorry. Is he broadcasting from a similar facility to us, or is he in a big mega?
There's a big audience listening to him.
Because I heard something.
Sure.
So, hey, Kenneth, the thing is, he's talking to a people that are grouped together, and he's telling them that Corona will be over sooner than we think. You're prolonging it. Sorry, I don't mean to. The science would say that he's aggravating it.
Yo,
right?
Sure.
Prolonging it by having a group of people together.
Well, right. And it just takes one.
But there's probably more.
One. That's how we found out from the previous story in Korea. One asshole. One religious asshole.
I'm itching.
Ugh. This disease called COVID-19 will be over much sooner than you think. Christian people all over this country praying have overwhelmed it. Give me all the glory, saith the Spirit of grace. Many and many, many people will come to know me through it. I'm still Lord over the nation. I'm on the throne, and faith in me changes things.
And make sure you tithe to Reverend Copeland so he can keep giving you my direct messages that I send him on the shitter in his private jet.
His the second banana working there. I don't know what that guy is going.
Oh, he's waving his arms and yelling, "Praise
like
Jesus!"
He
yeah,
might need a ShamWow in the crotch area.
Yeah, he's waving his hands around.
Good, stupid fuck. Stupid fucks.
Much sooner than you think. Christian people all over, saith the Spirit of grace, many and many, many people will come to know me through it.
Blah, blah, blah,
I'm still Lord over the nation. I'm on the throne, and faith in me changes things.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hesed is a healing covenant.
Yes, sir.
And this nation has a healing covenant with him. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen.
Why don't you just suck each other off right now? Glory to God. You Amen. Know, oh, yeah. Give me a Hummer, brother.
It would be fine if these people, if they locked the doors and made these people all wait out this Corona together and didn't let them leave. But they're going to go to Walmart. All these fuckheads are going to go to Walgreens. They're going to go out in the public. They're going to go and they're going to touch everything.
Golden Corral.
They're going to go to Golden Corral after this. Is Golden Corral open?
Restaurants are still open. Bars and nightclubs are closed in Florida but restaurants are being asked to have no more than 50 people and make sure the tables are 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
And you know that's going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of compliance going on there.
And I just want to say, and I am not mentioning any names, but to you, these comics out there sending booking requests to people that book venues right now is the...
oh, yeah.
Come on. Come on, motherfuckers.
Praise God. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Oh, yeah.
Being the rebirth of this nation and the healing of the land.
That's right.
Now, there's been some really nasty things that have happened this year. Last year.
I already played that part.
Yeah, but it's just fascinating because there's like, it's like listening. I'm listening to a mosaic of bullshit. You know, what that guy, whoever his suck off second banana is, boy, you're really earning your money.
Well, it's really weird because they're both standing on stage in front of a lectern and they're just talking to each other like there's not an audience full of assholes there.
Well, you've never seen the Johnny Carson show?
Oh, well, that's true. He used to talk to Ed, I guess.
There is strife.
What is that?
Oh, wait.
James, about all of this. Where there is, we have some people that hate them because they hate him.
There we go. We heard that part.
Well, what did James say about all of this?
Oh, here we go.
James?
Where there is strife.
What is that?
James,
he's like, I'm 83. I don't remember this shit no more.
You know what?
Because that was his thing. He used to be able to spout out, you could like give him a passage and he would say that's bullshit. It can say 86-69.
Yeah, you know, that was always a terrifying thing about vacation Bible school or going to Sunday school is these idiots. Everybody, you get a big hard on for anybody that can find.
What's vacation Bible school mean? Does that mean like when you're off school during the summer, or does that mean you go away for a vacay? What is vacation Bible school? I was Catholic. So.
Yeah, well, listen. Vacation Bible school. Let me tell you something. The priests would love the shit out of this. Oh. They would love it. All the younger.
There's a lot of swimming going on.
Like all the younger kids come over. It's like summer camp or something. You come over during the day. You do a bunch of activities that are quote unquote God related.
Let's have a shirts versus skins.
Yeah. I mean, and believe me, there's plenty of pervy fucking, people on the Protestant side and shit. But anyway, yeah, it's vacation Bible school. You do a bunch of arts and crafts and, you know, the kids enjoy it. And yeah,
it's like daycare for during the summer.
Absolutely.
When you don't have school. Oh, okay.
Vacation Bible school is a huge cultural thing down here. There are people listening in Alabama like, that boy don't know vacation Bible.
I don't.
it's huge. It's a huge thing. It's a moneymaker, actually, because you charge.
It's like Bible camp during the summer.
Yep. Yeah.
Except it's mostly like, just so the parents don't have to put up with you.
Oh, my God. It's just making me think about all these. You religious fuckers, you have to cancel your shit.
Oh, yeah.
You have to cancel.
Oh, praise Lord.
I'm sorry.
Praise Lord.
The thing about these God people, I just want to say, okay, I understand that you're performing for your friends and you want to be the most pious or whatever the fuck. Pretend that doesn't exist. Pretend it doesn't exist for a second. You know it doesn't. You're fooling yourself. You don't want to catch this shit.
That's not going to work. Yeah.
You don't want to catch this shit.
Right.
And you don't want to spread it to people you care about. I know it's people you don't care about. You don't give a fuck about them. I get it. But just don't go to church anymore. You're fucking everything up.
I saw a tweet not right before the show. Someone was like, I don't care. Somebody said it's just like the flu.
Those people, they are the death of us.
Yeah.
They just like they were the death of us when they voted for Trump. Just like they were the death of us when they vote for all these idiot right-wing nutjob politicians that don't do dick and don't know shit.
Okay, now these two idiots are thumbing
chapter 3
through the Bible.
Let's see.
Oh, you can't find it.
This wisdom right here. For where envying and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. I looked up the Greek word translated strife, and it talks about political strife.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait,
you lying sack of shit.
What is their point?
I looked up the Greek word for strife. So he's saying the original translation of whatever ridiculous version of the Bible he uses, that he looked it up, and the word in the original Greek for strife means political strife. Oh, my Lord. Look at more proof.
You know what I'd like to see was people like Kenneth Copeland. We need somebody. Nah, I don't know why you'd do this, because it'd be a risk, because you'd be exposed to all these fucking people. Go behind the scenes and just see how much real contact Kenneth Copeland is having with these lunatics. I mean, is...
Oh, I don't see him running out in the audience and hugging people.
I mean, is he keeping...
He's 83.
He's probably keeping a distance. And he's probably doing things like sanitizing his hands and all that other shit, but he's going to make money. But the other people, they could be milling about. God, it's criminal, dude.
Apparently, this is Right Wing Watch. Apparently, we have a quick clip from the Baker Show.
Yes.
But it's not colloidal silver. We... did the story already that for some reason, the colloidal silver products have all vanished from the JimBaker.com store. Golly gee, I wonder why.
Yes.
Here is some asshole on named Tom Horn. I don't know. You know, he's on the Baker Show.
Right.
So, you know, he's selling bullshit. Oh, he's selling books, selling DVDs. Yeah. He's selling hope. Right. False hope.
Yeah.
That your people. Shitty life is going to be so much better after you die.
Okay.
So accept it.
Right. Okay. Very good.
It's authoritarianism.
Yeah.
Suffer now. Don't worry about it. Just take it. Because later you're going to be getting hoof jobs from unicorns on clouds in heaven.
But is that Trump's message, kind of, or...
What do you mean?
Well, like,
in general, or
if this is authoritarianism? I mean, what?
Oh, sure. Make America great again.
Is that what that is?
I'm going to make America great. We're going to make it white. We're going to get rid of all the brown people. And all of a sudden, your shitty job mopping the floor at Shoney's.
Yeah.
You're going to be making $87 an hour, because all the Mexicans are going to be gone that are stealing your jobs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And not that there's anything wrong. I think the guy mopping the floors at Shoney's, by the way, should be making as much as some finance cunt pushing numbers around in a cube.
Right.
At Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
More.
Well, who's doing more work?
Right. So here is Tom Horn. Oh, for $35 donation. I love how they say donation. Like, it's a donation. You're not buying this. So if I call up and say, I can't afford it, can I donate $5 and get all that stuff?
No.
How do you think that's going to work?
I'm sorry. Just at that level of donation, we can't. We can pray for you. We'll pray for you.
Well, what's your Social Security check? You could get more on that. Yeah,
well, they've done that.
Paula White said, don't pay your bills first. God. Pay me first.
Insane.
Pay the church first.
Insane.
Literally, before you pay the electric bill, she said, because you're telling God that you hold the electric company above the Lord.
Did we do a story where Paula White was going to speak somewhere at some event and say something like the coronavirus can be combated with prayer or something like that?
Yo, I think yesterday she was in that group of people that was like, we're going to get together and have a prayer session to combat the corona. Well, and that's what this asshole just said.
Oh, yeah. There will be...
That the Lord to talk to him while he was shitting.
Yeah.
And said, hey, you guys are praying a lot, so you've already stopped this corona. Thanks for all your prayers.
You know, Robert...
And all the money you gave Professor Copeland.
Kenneth, not Robert. Robert Jeffries is how I'm getting this.
Robert Jeffries, yeah.
Kenneth, if God is your boss, what boss would you talk to while you're taking a big shit? Really?
Well, I don't think he had a choice. I think
the Lord decides.
Interrupted his bowel
movement. I know you're shitting, but this is important.
It didn't say anything about family strife. Of course, it's true there.
Mm-hmm.
But that word is used to describe political fighting.
Wow.
Oh, now it's... Wow.
God damn.
Wow. Now it's up on the screen. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work.
And every evil work, meaning What is that? What does that mean? Every evil word.
James 3:16. Oh, KJV. So it's the King James version that Reverend Copeland is using.
What about the Harry Potter version?
There's confusion in every evil word. And this fussing and fighting going on in this government just opened the doors wide to this country just to bring this trash in here and just slam us with it.
That's xenophobia. That's xenophobia.
You know, yeah. I mean, that's what I thought. And bring this trash in. You mean the Chinese virus that Trump has called it like three times in the last 24 hours on Twitter?
Oh, and what? Did you tell me this? That one reporter said to her face.
She said, yeah, a reporter tweeted that a White House staffer to her face called it the Kung Flu.
You know,
virus.
That's just God. Are we in third grade?
And she's Asian. And she said, nice. She said, so who knows what they say when I'm not around?
We're in third grade. We're our
country, the Trump. Yeah. The Trumpists are
ran by third graders.
At, yeah. Yeah.
Coronavirus.
There's more Copeland, but. I mean, there's another minute of Copeland. Do you want to hear more Copeland? Yeah, all right. Before we play this Baker clip.
I don't think the devil could have gotten away with it. And you have to remember this, Greg. And you have to remember this. What happens to this nation affects the whole world. I mean, when
that's right.
We get to hating people in this nation openly and publicly in political office, and it breaks down the divine protection over this nation.
So us hating Trump and criticizing him has somehow weakened Jesus's magic shield over America.
I'm sorry. Is
I
this...
mean, I thought God was like all powerful and shit, but you know,
jeez, God.
Apparently,
why is God such a pussy? Hey, and by the way, is Kenneth Copeland at a church?
Yeah, he's at his big mega church.
Well, wait a second.
I think.
They're tax exempt, right? They don't have to pay taxes.
Eagle Mountain International Church.
Well, wait, but they don't have to pay taxes, right?
Correct.
But and because of that, are they not allowed to advocate for some politician? Are they allowed to campaign for Donald Trump? Is there something there where if...
Well, he's not. He's just saying that people being mean to Trump is not good. He's not telling you to go vote for Trump.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you, Kenneth, for following the rules.
We get hit. We've proven that over the years when politicians come against Israel. We get hit.
Yes. We get
so
hit.
So politicians say, wow, you know, Israel, we'd prefer if you stop with the whole genocide-y thing and the whole prison camp, turning Palestine into a giant prison camp. We prefer you don't do that.
And who's that directed at?
And maybe try to get along with your Palestinian friends a little bit. And these guys are like, you're anti-Semite!
God damn.
But then again, these are the people that love the concept of Israel, but hate Jews.
Yes.
They love Israel because that plays into their magic book.
You know, inside the brain of a right-wing nut job, there must this amazing compartmentalization, right? And it's just like your brain has to do so many mental gymnastics to keep all the little hate situated in the
QAnon.
Right places. Yes,
you need like a literal decoder.
Yeah,
for these people,
the religious,
and then they in feverish circle jerks on social media trying to interpret whatever some lunatic put out on 8chan.
So,
the sky is purple.
Right. How do you...
Wolves, 1432-7.
But you can't be QAnon and Jeebus, correct?
What do you mean?
Well, because QAnon is this faith in it. We don't know who it is. It's very similar to Jeebus, right?
You okay? Yeah, I guess.
But you can't be QAnon and Jeebus at the same time. But you can't.
You could be Trumpist and Jesus at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. Look at what you
got
say.
Room for cult, different cults in your head.
Are you saying
if you're so inclined?
That's true. because there, I mean, you know, if you want to say Christian values, and I don't mean the kind that
air quotes
Kenneth Copeland spouts out. I mean, like, you know, if you go in and like thou shalt, all this other shit, and the Venn diagram with just in Trump, there's nothing similar to Donald Trump in Christian values or Christianity, right? Oh no.
Speaking of.
Yes.
Churches do so much, not just from a humanitarian standpoint, but the greatest thing we do is bring spiritual truths that transform. What we do as ministers of the gospel is so vitally important because every single day we are a hospital to the sick. Not necessarily the physically sick, though we also help take care of that. Many churches have health centers, etc. But we are a hospital for those who are soul sick.
Soul sick?
And insurance don't cover that. You got to pay for that.
Hospital for those who are soul sick.
Oh my
those
God.
Who are spiritually sick.
Is that the
because we bring forth the word of God and we bring forth truth that gets deep down in your soul in the way you think and you feel about things. Maybe you'd like to sow a $91 seed, and that's just putting your faith with Psalm 91, or maybe.
Send us $91. You're sowing a $91 seed.
Because your favorite
Psalm and Psalm 91.
Well, what is Psalm 1? Is that a good one, the first Psalm?
Just putting your faith with Psalm 91, or maybe $9, or whatever God tells you to do. If you want to be a blessing to Paula White Ministry or City of Destiny, you can go to the website at paulawhite.org. We would love for you to help us and stand with us.
I bet. I bet you would. Well, why?
We'd love for you to stand with your church. Don't forget, now is not the time to abandon your covenant with God.
Now is not the time to stop paying, is what she is saying.
Yes, and that's why don't these spiritual leaders, for the good of their quote-unquote flock, why don't they tell them to stay away from church and to not come? That's what they should fucking do.
Private jet fuel is expensive as fuck, Ryan, and giant mega mansions that they live in are expensive as fuck.
I would like to put this question to the mayor of Pensacola. Are you shutting down the churches,
Grover?
Motherfucker?
Hey, Grover ain't shutting it down.
God!
We'd love for you to stand with your church. Don't forget, now is not the time to abandon your covenant with God. It's the time that you go deeper. Stand with your pastor.
Don't stand with anyone.
Meanwhile, isn't that the keyboardist from Journey in the background? Her husband playing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The guy was like, I'd be with Journey right now, but I'm taking a pay cut. Is that true? Did we do that story? Is that the keyboardist from Journey?
Her husband is a rock star keyboardist.
Because
it's Journey.
Is it really? Oh my God, I love Journey, man. God damn, dude. Tell me it ain't the keyboardist from Journey. That dog is making you search for that with one hand. I tell you what.
Jonathan Cain, the keyboardist for Journey.
Oh my God, Jonathan! Jonathan! Married to Paula White?
Songwriter and keyboardist, Jonathan Cain of the rock and roll band Journey.
Oh, God. God.
Recently released, this is 2 years ago,
ugh,
released a memoir, Don't Stop Believin', The Man, the Band, and the Song That Inspired Generations, and explains why his marriage to Pastor Paula White took his life to the next level.
Does it bother you that she fucked Donald or fucks Donald? Or whatever the fuck is going on.
We don't have any evidence of that.
Whatever. Yeah. Don't stop believing. Are you trying to tell me that you mean, like, don't stop believing in God? Is that what the song means? Blah.
I'm willing to bet a little bit of money that he was an addict. Because how many people go from addiction to Jesus?
Yeah, because that's... Where's the science in that?
It's one addiction to another. Yeah. It's replacing one addiction with a different one.
Oh, man. So that, in a weird way, that science supports religion.
I mean, there is, I guess, being addicted to religion is better than being addicted to drugs. But I mean, I know people in my life that were had some addiction problems and went to Jesus and fucked up their whole family.
Well,
because suddenly they become assholes.
Well, and hey, I'm addicted to Jesus. I'm going to church.
Right.
Oh, great. Now I got corona and I'm spreading it all over the fucking place.
And if it was just them, that'd be the thing. But these religious lunatics force you to turn into a judgmental asshole.
Man.
So you're, yeah, people,
I really
want one addiction to another.
I tell you what, dude, I really want to find out
that whole 12-step bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one, give yourself up to a higher power. Well, sorry, I can't do that because I don't believe in any higher powers.
I'm really nervous. I am obsessing on people going to these churches because you know they are flocking
to course.
Them. We are fucked. We are fucked. Oh, God. Sorry, doggy. You looked at me. Sorry about that. I woke the dog up.
Meeting Paula was a game changer. I wanted to go to the next level, and she had a word for me. You don't have to run anymore. Just receive the Lord.
Oh, my God.
He said, she took me to Africa and surrounded me in prayer. And the next thing you know, we got married in a prayer mountain in Ghana.
A prayer mountain? But yeah.
The fuck is a prayer mountain?
Listen, I want to apologize. That I screamed or said, the dog just looked at me like I woke her up. She was like,
well, yeah, you interrupted her nap.
Sorry about that. My fault.
This intern's working hard during the show.
She sat with me outside while I was eating lunch.
Oh, she didn't eat any shit or anything?
No.
Or chase a bee? That's her new thing. There's a bunch of, it must be time for the bumblebees to be out because there's a bunch of bumblebees out.
Listen, dog.
She's going to learn the hard way, I fear.
Listen, doggy, we need those bees to pollinate plants so we eat while we're choking to death on corona. We want to be able to grow some fucking tomatoes every now and then.
Oh, well, there you go. @DNevinNY on the David Nevin on the Twitter said, I went to vacation Bible school.
Okay.
It was during summer vacation during the week. I'm still in touch with two of the other kids I met there. Well, that's
there
pretty
go.
Cool.
That's
if you look at my Facebook page, you'll see my handprint cast in plaster that we made there. The other two still have theirs, too. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, I'm sure the kids had a great time.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, my mom did art and stuff.
Well, it sounds like it's more of a summer camp than overly indoctrination type
Well, you
of
gotta add a sprinkle of Jeebus in there. You really do.
Or a sprinkle. Well, I think the Catholics probably had that too then.
Oh, yeah. You're damn right they did.
They had some shit going on during the summer.
Oh, yeah.
They had to keep those, those holes dilated.
Oh, God. Ugh.
There you go. Kenneth Copeland, Paula White. Oh, here's the clip from the Baker Show.
Yes.
It's really brief.
Right.
This is, so I don't know if there's any, I haven't listened to it, so I don't know if there's any Lori comments or anything.
Yes.
But this is Tom Horn.
Right.
Who's selling some books.
Okay.
For $35, you can get Shadowland and Masquerade. Two books by Tom Horn and Carl Gallup's bonus DVD for $35 donation.
Hell yeah, baby.
Coronavirus. We're only talking about it in the sense that it could become a pandemic. It could become a panic. But it could also give rise to the Antichrist.
Exactly.
And we could be.
Oh, did you hear Lori? Exactly.
Okay, play it again.
That's just what I was thinking.
I'm sorry. I laughed over that and I am.
We have played this guy before, by the way. I recognize him.
Sense that it could become a pandemic. It could become a panic. But it could also give rise to the Antichrist.
Exactly.
And we could be literally that close. Coronavirus.
Then quit hanging out with people. Is there a studio audience? Is there a studio audience?
Oh, you know, I don't know.
Go home. My God, everyone, go the fuck home.
Faithless Friday coming up, everybody, in 3 whole days.
Yes.
But we're dealing with these assholes now.
Stay the fuck home. Stay the fuck home. Jeebus. Fuck your Jeebus. It's fake. It's nothing. Nothing's there. You know, when you pray, no one's hearing you. I'm sorry.
The
and if God exists,
well, and pray. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, just don't get together and do it. It's part right. of that's a problem, though. That is the problem with their religion.
Praying is hurting nobody. Inactivity in lieu of prayer or prayer in lieu of activity is bad.
And a big part of Jeebus is this fellowship, and that means coming together and doing stuff. And the coming together part is bad right now, right? It's bad. Can we just understand it that that's bad? Do you guys understand that? Shit, man. Oh God.
Right Wing Watch says Trump declared coronavirus a crisis. Fox News is falling in line, but some of Trump's religious right allies still aren't.
Yes.
Yesterday we played that Rodney Howard Brown, who said they're a bunch of sissies. Bunch of sissies if you don't come to church.
Oh my God.
We played that the guy with the Hispanic accent. Guillermo Maldonado yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. Pansies, remember? He said pansies, I think.
Pansies. And that's the, you know.
Or did he say sissies? And Rodney Howard Brown said pansies. I might have them mixed up.
The hyper-masculine society that is Florida, that is a real, that will motivate people, sadly.
Here's one. John Burton, Missouri-based prophetic messenger.
No, oh, God. Prophetic messenger.
Formerly associated with the International House of Prayer in Kansas City.
I thought you were going to say pain.
The IHOP.
Yes.
For prayer.
Oh, wait.
Is telling conservative Christians that they should be ashamed of responding to the coronavirus with fear.
Oh, my God.
He posted a column in Charisma, right-wing shit rag.
Oh, yes.
He wrote, said, why aren't Christians willing to shame Satan's end times assaults?
Jesus Christ.
Christians are being embarrassed by coronavirus. We have authority over all the power of the enemy, he said.
Fuck you.
And said the social distancing strategy urged by public officials is embarrassing.
What? What do you mean? It's embarrassing.
He wrote, quote, people are refusing to travel, canceling vacations, rejecting invitations to public gatherings, hiding away at home, and waiting for the world to end. Yes, this is absolutely embarrassing and is no way to represent our mighty healer.
Oh, my God.
We need an awakening of bold faith. It's time for God's people to rise up in the face of the enemy with fire in our eyes and cast him out. We fear none other than God, and we will, as a unified army, assault the darkness and laugh at the threats.
You know, and if God exists, he's looking down and he's being like, boy, this is going to be interesting. Have fun with that, dumbass.
Well, there's
fire
a... there's
in
a,
your eyes?
There's a variations on the same theme I've seen of a joke in, you know, the atheist disbeliever circles.
Mm-hmm.
There was a, you know, a hurricane and a flood.
Yeah.
And a Christian says, I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay. The Lord's going to protect me. And then the emergency people knock on the door and say, you got to leave. You have to leave. You got to go. He's like, no, I'm staying. The Lord will protect me.
Right.
And then the next day, he's on his second floor because his first floor is all flooded, and he's praying to the Lord and everything, and a boat comes by and says, you got to get out of here. You got to get out of here. No, no, the Lord will protect me. And then the water rises to his rooftop, and a helicopter comes by, and he says, no, no, the Lord will save me. And then he drowns and dies and goes to the Lord, and he says, Lord, why didn't you save me? And the Lord is like, I sent 3 people to save you.
The Lord, it's not that mysterious, is
right.
This shit? I mean, to me, it is. There is something sad and embarrassing about
none of which exists, by the way.
Oh,
but
right,
it's just, you know, one of the jokes to.
I mean, this,
like, how do you stupid people not know that maybe God is helping direct those first responders to
yeah.
you? But no, I don't. The Lord was going to say, man, with some magic.
I mean, the social distancing thing that we're doing is the Hail Mary. Right? I mean, that's
I mean, it's necessary, but it's a little late.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we're doing now, I mean, I guess on some level is kind of embarrassing and sad. I mean, this is our best. I mean, because we're learning.
I mean, this is what we should have done.
Yeah.
But a month and a half ago.
Right. And we're not prepared for it.
Yep.
And you know, our society isn't set up for this, and that is sad, you know?
This fear that's causing supposed blood-bought followers of the most powerful being in existence to absolutely freak out over a minuscule chance they might be touched by a flu-like illness is ridiculous when compared to their concerns about eternity.
Oh, I see. So, by practicing social distancing, trying to do...
By not going to church and giving him money, let's say what it really is.
Oh my God, please don't go to church. Please.
By not going to these their Jesus shows, you're not giving them money. Therefore, you're risking your eternal soul. Who cares if you get the snivels?
Yeah. Boy.
Jail.
Absolutely.
One of his congregants gets ill, put him in jail.
But they will, though,
for
right?
attempted murder, and if they die, murder.
Well, you know, I mean, think about it this way. Let's say the death rate is 1 in 12, and let's say one of these mega churches, fuck tons of people are there. What are the chances that someone has it?
Right. So, and if they stay open, what are the chances they're gonna get it? We just got the news of this church in fucking Korea that one asshole has spawned, brought it back from an area that had it. They refused to close his church. He went to church, spread it to 80 people.
In the whole
who have they spread it to?
In the whole nature, right? In the whole nature of this religion shit and this fellowship, there's a lot of touching involved.
Rodney Howard Cunt Brown, whatever the hell his name was, we played the clip of him yesterday saying. First. Turn to the people next to you and greet everybody. Now, openly defiant. Show them you ain't afraid.
God.
Hug the person next to you. Lick their armpits.
Yeah. How about that basketball player who's touching all the fucking mics?
Right. That's the mindset.
It's stupidity.
Dumb fuck.
They want to keep those doors open so they can get money. Because they can't. They can't perpetuate their fucking lifestyle without poor people handing them cash, no matter what.
Right. I didn't realize it was an 8-bar opening. There you go.
That song is not about Jeebus. I mean, that's about, like, roller skating.
But they've tried to steal that.
Well, they're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah,
they got the keyboard.
Don't Stop Believing. Just like that, it makes me insane when they co-opt that Leonard Cohen song, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's not religious. It's not religious. You see them waving their arms sometimes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Woo!
But it's perfect because it's just like that South Park episode. Like, if you want to make money, be a Christian rock singer and take all your ballads and play and just replace, like, whoever.
Right.
The love story with,
right, right.
with Jeebus or Jesus, and it's enough for them.
That was a great episode when Cartman decided he became a televangelist.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Right. He wants to get paid. You want to get paid. No matter what, you want to get paid. Get people in your church spreading this shit.
Now, speaking of prophets, Ryan.
Yes.
We're going to be pretty soon at only five people. and we could be at just one or two people over the next short period of time.
Congress's top doctor.
That was a week ago.
What is he saying?
That was a week ago when he's like, we only got five people and it's going to be zero pretty soon. February. Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Is he talking about people infected with corona?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I want to say something. There's a friend of ours liked a post I put up about social distancing and why it's important. A friend of ours liked that post. And that friend of ours worked on this dick bags campaign. And to that friend of ours,
oh, really?
Fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck you.
He's resurfaced?
Yes, he did.
Well, he's not working for Trump anymore.
Nope.
I know.
But guess what? I got a screen grab of you with that MAGA hat on, motherfucker. Try me. Try me. Try me.
Here is
fuck you.
Here's Trump today.
Yes.
Follow up one on the economy and the other on the broader picture here, but just to follow up on my colleague, some people.
Meanwhile, who just coughed in the?
I'm sorry. Why does the what we're in right now seems like the start of every shitty fucking pandemic apocalyptic movie I try to watch at 3 a.m. before falling asleep and drooling.
Follow up one on the economy and the other on the broader picture here, but just to follow up on my colleague, some people did note that your tone seemed more somber yesterday. You talked about that August timeline. Did you see a projection? Some people thought perhaps that 2 million potentially that could die maybe prompted part of that. Was
that was the projection from the Brits who said, if you guys don't do something now, wankers, you're going to have 2-point-something million deaths.
That's significant. Oh, my God.
And that's what they think may have finally jolted Trump into
right
realizing that this may be bigger than he thought.
Yeah.
But
prompted part of that, was there a shift in tone?
I didn't think. I mean, I have seen that where people actually liked it, but I didn't feel different. I've always known this is a pandemic.
I've always known this is a pandemic.
Oh, okay. I have a follow-up question then. Why wait so long to do something about it, fuckface?
January 22nd, journalist. Are there worries about a pandemic at this point? Trump, no, not at all. February 26th, Trump, we are going down, not up. We're going substantially down. March 7th, I'm not concerned at all.
March 7th? Wait.
10 days ago.
It's the 17th.
Today,
you're right.
Today, I've always known it's a pandemic.
What do you mean by always?
I actually liked it, but I didn't feel different. I've always known this is a pandemic. I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. All you had to do is look at other countries.
Felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. We have you on tape.
Danielle.
We have you on tape.
I think what we need to learn from this is that we were all too nice to these fascists. We were too nice to Trump supporters, and we were too nice to Trump, and we humanized these motherfuckers, and now look where we are. Do not be nice to these maggots. They offer you nothing but fuckdom. God. He's just lying to us.
I knew it all along. I knew it all along.
To our friend that worked on his campaign, how do you feel about that now, you fuck? And he knows. That motherfucker knows. He's not stupid.
Oh, I think he jumped off the Trump train pretty early. Not that excuses.
No, go back on his Facebook. The day after the election, he's very happy.
Well, not that he did. Yeah, I mean, it was a little while before he jumped off the Trump train. But.
I just feel so much rage to these people that voted for this guy, and I just don't know. This is so fucked. It's so fucked.
But if you've seen the light, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
We've got. This is. I think we got an email. The website from a listener. This story.
Yes.
About, I guess, mega pastor who runs a university and is a pool boy aficionado.
I get this guy mixed up. Is this Franklin?
Jerry Falwell.
Okay.
Jerry Falwell Jr.
Now, Franklin brags about his big cock.
No, that's this guy.
Okay. Shit, man.
Allegedly.
Right.
There's an update to it, though, I did see. That a bunch of students there have put together a petition to not have classes. He said after spring break, everybody come back.
What? But
because no biggie, because he's an asshole.
To me, the sentence, everybody come back, it's very problematic. You don't want to be saying that about anything.
But there's an update to this, because I believe Virginia is now mandating that. I think it was after they were told.
Mandating.
In-person classes at Liberty University will go on, even after most schools across the country are moving online.
Right.
One freshman.
Yes.
Said, I'm from the area. I have a lot of family that have cancer or lung problems in general. So she's not living on campus.
Well, what about praying?
She thinks it's a bad idea for in-person classes to resume after spring break with the coronavirus continuing to spread. Quote, I don't want to risk taking it home and spreading it to my family, because with the cancer they have, that could potentially really hurt them and potentially even result in death.
You know what I would, to this person, you know what I would consider? Getting out of it. You're a young person. You're in college.
Yeah, but 18, and if you're under your parents' financial thumb, where they say you're cut off if you don't go to Liberty.
Oh, my God.
You know that happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to BYU if you're a Mormon. You're not getting out of it. I want to go to USC and have fun and get drunk and have sex and do drugs and have fun in college.
I am not trying to change the subject. Just in the back of your mind, we need to follow up on these Mormons with that charitable bullshit, that money that just disappeared because...
Oh, no, they don't. It's not disappeared. It's just sitting in a vault somewhere. Yeah.
It was a lot of money, right?
$100 billion with a B. Yes.
Okay. God.
She signed a petition asking Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. for an extended break and a switch to online classes. She said, this is a serious issue. Jerry needs to treat it as such.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I'm sure she's doomed because they gave her name here.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm sure Jerry's coming for her.
Right.
Because I'm sure it's against the goose-stepping Christo-fascist Liberty University rules to speak ill of the administration.
And it's a very, not, you know.
Because you know how those authoritarian fucks are.
And she's a woman.
Yes.
So that's the thing. With them, right, with the Jeebus. Yeah, the Jeebus can be sexist. I don't mean to, you know.
She said, it's a little annoying for the fact that we're still open while all other colleges have closed. Even high school, K through 12 have closed. Jerry is still not closing it.
I like
the way she keeps just calling him Jerry.
Because Jerry's a religious fuckhead.
She's one of thousands. Meanwhile, they only have 3,000 students or 3,800 students.
God.
Thousands of people signing a petition asking that Liberty close.
And what do you think?
The petition's creator spoke off camera and wished to stay anonymous. So there you go.
Shit.
Golly, I wonder why.
I mean, how many people go to that school? You said 3,800?
3,800-ish.
Now. I'm just coughing. That's
Corona.
Don't worry about that. Well, I'm social distancing, so don't worry about that. I'm sorry for you.
Yeah.
Oh, lucky God. That. But if you do the math, it's 3,800.
Yes.
How many do you think it's possible that some of that 3,800 are carrying? Because we don't know.
How would we know?
We wouldn't know.
That's something that you could test.
Well, not here. What do you think we're living in South Korea?
Oh, right.
In South Korea.
The person who, well, this person might be outing themselves because this is pretty specific.
Yeah.
The person who started the petition. At 21, I've spent much of the past 2 years in and out of hospitals and doctor's offices being treated for advanced thyroid cancer. Oh, that's awful. Through these experiences, I've met many people that have compromised immune systems and other health conditions. I decided to make a petition, hoping that maybe if the students banded together, we could express that this is way more than a political issue. Right. Shortly after Jerry announced his plan, President Trump declared a national emergency. Myself and 3,800 other students and families are hoping that Jerry Falwell will come to his senses and make the decision to switch classes to an online platform to slow the spread of the virus, help protect those that are the most vulnerable.
No shit.
In an interview with...
Oh, my God.
Fox News, Jerry Yay. Falwell Jr. Pulled a pool boy pube out of his teeth and said, I think the coronavirus is overhyped.
Overhyped? How do you overhype a pandemic? And
we played him the other day.
What is the definition of a pandemic? I don't even know what that means.
It's an epidemic that has spread everywhere.
That's pan. It's bad. Right?
Everywhere.
I'm just saying.
Pansexual means you want to fuck everything.
Right. A pandemic is a disease epidemic that has spread across a large region, for instance, multiple continents or worldwide. So how does anyone overreact to a pandemic?
You pray and make sure you give money to Jesus.
Like, God damn. Overreacting.
But I believe there is a follow-up. I think now they've finally announced that they will be transitioning to online classes starting next Monday. But I think that was only after... The state said no gatherings over, you know, X amount of people or something like that, I think.
Well.
I'm trying to find. I know I just saw it before the show. I didn't
it's just making
put it in
me
the magic
crazy.
Spreadsheet, though.
It's making me crazy right now that if you want to get crazy, if you want to make yourself insane, go on your Facebook and go look at local events that are still occurring. We're fucked. We're fucked with a capital F. The beaches are packed. God damn, motherfuckers.
Yeah, a lot of spring breakers are still...
Can't get people to fucking take anything seriously, because the minute you say, oh, you should take it, people make fun of you. Fuck, fuck, fuck. You know? It's a pandemic, dickbags. And good for this. And this person who is speaking publicly about Liberty University and shit like that, good for you. Good for you. That person's a hero. Honestly.
The students at Liberty University are reacting with relief after the school in Lynchburg, Virginia announced that it was canceling most residential classes for the rest of the semester.
Oh, okay.
Making Liberty University one of the last schools in the state to suspend normal operations.
You know, I remember I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and we were talking about the, like, just think about it, the very difference in being conservative and a progressive. Like, it could, you would infer from the word conservative, that means you're resistant to change, no matter what, right?
I guess.
Yeah. And the nature of a progressive is that you're progressing, meaning you are accepting of change and you are open to it.
Well, eager to make things better, sure.
Why do you want to be not that? Why?
Fear.
But
religious people are fear-based.
If you're fear-based, okay. Okay, good. Now
we've established that, haven't we?
Okay. So you have to make these God bothers afraid of Corona. You have to make them more afraid of Corona than Jeebus.
The problem is being afraid of Corona means you're not going to go to their church and put money into their buckets. So they have no interest.
Right.
In helping people.
Is there a way to make people think that if you don't practice social distancing, you'll burn in hell? I mean, is it not enough that you might catch this thing and it'll be bad? You know what I mean? Is there nothing in the Bible that says that if you don't practice social distancing during the corona pandemic, you will roast in eternal fire? Anything in there?
I don't think so.
Shelby, check the Bible.
Yesterday we played Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia telling everybody to go out, go eat, go to Bob Evans.
Oh yeah.
Have fun.
Great. A lot of fun at Bob Evans.
Less than 24 hours later, they announced that West Virginia has its first case of coronavirus from the eastern panhandle of the state. I saw eastern panhandle trending and I was like, uh-oh.
Oh yeah, that's us.
Because we're here in the panhandle. We're the western panhandle, though, Florida.
Right. Well, it's surely coming here because
we've got it.
We've
got one
out
here, right?
Oh yeah, everybody's hanging out, and I don't.
Today even says we have to take this seriously.
But
what, 24 what? Again, we have you on tape, Republican scumbag. We have you on tape less than 24 hours ago saying, go out and enjoy yourselves. This is being overblown. Go out and eat at Bob Evans.
You know, you got to feel bad for the people of West Virginia because we had a story where some fucked up company made their water taste like licorice, whatever. Do you remember that?
Yeah, sure.
And then like, what was the other thing I was going to mention? Something else that was shitty. And, you know, now this, you have your governor telling you to go to eat at Bob Evans, even though anybody with half a brain knows that's how you do, you know, you spread corona. It's just like that state
and indigestion.
Yeah, that state.
I've never been to Bob Evans. I shouldn't shit on it. I don't really know.
I've been to Bob Evans.
About Bob
and
Evans.
You would love Bob Evans. You know,
it's not kind of like home country food kind of thing.
Dude, listen,
sausages and
have some. You know, cannabis medication. You go to Bob Evans. It's a good time. But you know what I mean. It's just like that state deserves better than what they have in terms of leadership. It really sucks, man. Right? I mean, god damn. Have we ever done a story about West Virginia's politics that wasn't shit?
No.
I mean, god.
Nope.
Or Mississippi. Fuck.
We've got here you go, Eric Erickson.
Yeah.
Weijia, Weijia, Weijia,
Weijia,
Zhang, Jiang.
Yes,
sounds Chinese, probably.
Okay,
she's the of Chinese descent. She's the reporter. I think she's a CBS reporter who tweeted, "Quote: This morning, a White House official referred to coronavirus as the Kung Flu to my face. Makes me wonder what they're calling it behind their back." Eric Erickson, we've talked about him, conservative radio cunt.
Yes.
A real dickbag.
Right. That's a lot to fit on a business card.
Retweeted it and said, yes, with 3 exclamation points. He's thrilled.
At what?
He's thrilled that somebody called it the Kung Flu to her face.
Sorry, I don't mean to be a leftist fucking hippie and shit, but that will create hate crimes, right? That will embolden some idiot. Say, hey, there's a Chinese person.
It already is.
Get out of my store.
We've already had a few incidents where people are being either outwardly attacked or insulted verbally for being Asian and not having a mask on.
The only solution we have for this, some progressive has to just go there with it. Now, I don't mean take over, but they have to go to Trump and say, listen, be real with me. You hate this. You're doing a bad job. I will help you. But you gotta get rid of all the vermin in the White House. Get rid of all of them.
Guess who apparently changed his mind? Because he deleted the tweet and then posted this on the Twitter.
Okay.
In DM with friends not happy with Kung Flu, I see their point. I thought it was funny, a clever play on words. But yes, they are right. We do have a bunch of racist alt-right assholes out there who we do not want to embolden. So I will refrain from further use of it.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I reserve the right to use Wuhan virus and Chinese virus as they are not racist.
Well, wait a second.
But geographic descriptors like Ebola, Zika, Rocky Mountain Fever, St. Louis, encephalitis, West Nile, etc. So he's saying, call it the Wuhan virus. I don't really have that much of a problem with that. When you say Chinese virus, there's a reason you're calling it the Chinese virus. If somebody was going around saying that the St. Louis encephalitis was the American, if another country was walking around saying the American encephalitis, you would be wetting yourself with upsetty pantsitude.
You would be crawling up on that cross and just crucify, 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 victim, 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 look at me. But you know, in their apology, saying Kung Flu again is sort of like, guy, it's a right wing nut job, right? It's a guy make. So thank you for apologizing. You know, good job, dickhead. You would think though that somebody in our government wouldn't do that in the first place, right?
Oh my god, Rush Limbaugh had a guest on who said,
story overnight. San Francisco has just ordered everyone to shelter in place, just to say.
I wish he didn't have the accent I like.
Is this Stuart Varney? Or?
This is Mark Stein. Oh, appropriate. S-T-E-Y-N. That's Stein, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Stein, maybe?
Yeah. Is he a porn star?
This is on Rush Limbaugh's show.
Story overnight. San Francisco has just ordered everyone to shelter in.
Oh, he's the guest host. Rush is off, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Rush doesn't want to get coronavirus now that he's got the cancer and is immune compromised.
What about
Jeebus? Wonder.
What about Jeebus?
Rush doesn't care about
Jeebus. Story overnight. San Francisco has just ordered everyone to shelter in place, just to say, stay in your apartment. Don't leave your apartment unless you need to go out to a grocery store or to a pharmacy or to a doctor's. Why are they doing that? Why is San Francisco the first to do that? Because they got all the gay guys there.
What?
They got all the gay guys there. I know a couple of gay guys that aren't in San Francisco and have maybe never been to San Francisco. There are gay people in other parts of the world.
All the gay guys are there.
They've got all the guys there.
Jeez.
They're the first to do that because they got all the gay guys there. It's a big gay town, San Francisco, and they're the ones with all the compromised immune systems from all the protease inhibitors and all the other stuff.
God.
So every gay person in San Francisco has HIV.
Yes, boy.
And is on protease.
Do you think Rush Limbaugh is going to have a problem? Is going to be upset with the way this conducted himself?
Listen, Mark, I'm not really happy with what you said.
And they don't want all the gays dropping dead on the San Francisco mayor's watch. So that's why they've got all that sheltering in place there.
Wait, yeah, you're right. No one wants all the gays dropping dead. No one.
And even if it dropped, they all dropped dead on the San Francisco mayor's watch. If there was a big gay apocalypse, you know, the way this thing is going now, it would be Trump who would get blamed for it anyway.
Does he not think Trump has some responsibility in the coronavirus?
Really, really? He sounds wistful about a big gay apocalypse, by the way.
No, he does.
He doesn't sound like it's a tragedy. Yeah. Even if they did all drop dead.
God damn. Where did Rush Limbaugh dig up this fuck?
Really? This guy, Rush, is a cuddle bear compared to this limey cunt.
I have a question, though. This is important. When these right-wing nut job fucknuts have to go do something, is there an agency where you where do you find people to replace you? Do you call up the right-wing nut job agency and say, hey, who's available?
Oh, Cunts R Us or something that? Yeah.
We got this guy, Mark Stein. He's British. He's great. You love him.
Thing is going now. It would be Trump who would get blamed for it anyway. It would be his homophobia that would have struck down all these people in San Francisco. So that's why they've all been ordered to stay home. And it's not easy staying home.
There you go.
It's not easy staying home.
That's where it cuts off. I'll bet he goes on to say, for gay people.
Yeah. Probably.
Because, you know, they're so frivolous and just go out and party and do meth all the time and
everybody's
suck each other's bobos.
God damn. Wow. You know, Rush Limbaugh got the Medal of Freedom, right?
He did, not that long ago.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. Stay out of church. That really, I haven't really thought about that enough. Boy, that's fucking...
As of this moment, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get going. Mitch McConnell still has not passed the bipartisan House coronavirus bill from last Friday. Sherrod Brown made a point. Okay, if we're waiting for fucking Louis Gohmert for them to extract that big Texas butt plug from the hole, then we could be working here and be ready to go the moment they're done. And they're not doing that.
Yeah, you're right.
So when those other ones were like, well, how can we even bring it up if it's not here? And that's why Durbin later in that thing we played said, wait a second. How many times do we bring stuff up here that the House is still working on? And everybody's like, all the fucking time.
Yeah. I mean, God.
Now all of a sudden, well, we got to wait until we get it.
I would say our government's response to this is slow.
Yeah.
It's slow. We're barely hearing shit from local people, right?
Although allegedly McConnell said to Republicans who have problems with the House bill, quote, my counsel is to gag and vote for it anyway. So he's telling people shut the hell up and vote for it.
To vote for the aid.
See, he knows what's coming.
It's bad.
Did we even do the story about the judges yesterday?
No, we didn't.
We don't have any time, but it's really simple. Mitch knows what's coming because he is behind the scenes slithering around and begging old judges to retire before January, like now, so that they can hurry up and stuff some unqualified ideologue in there that's young and stack the courts for a couple of generations, because Mitch McConnell knows that Trump and the GOP are fucked.
You think? Yeah. God. Great. Yay.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Hang out.
Shut-ins.
Yeah, stay in your fucking
Hopefully
house.
You're shut-ins.
There's no God. Don't go to church.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're always available on your favorite podcasting application and crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. And check out Ryan's schedule for when he's going to be doing some comedy again. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Stay safe. Don't panic. Just be smart. We'll be back tomorrow.
Stay the fuck home.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
What do you have?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.